Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
From always holding hands to never arguing in public, what's the secret to a happy marriage? Well, celebrating their 25th wedding anniversary, Gogglebox UK stars Steph and Dom have revealed their golden rules for staying married with advice for a long and successful relationship. Well, photographer and wedding expert Jenny McCarthy is happily married, I'm told here, and she joins us to, I hope that's true, you're a wedding expert anyway now, Jenny. Tell me... you're married happily to TV and radio presenter Martin King, and you're together,
I certainly am.
I believe, for 25 years.
Yes.
So tell us, what is the secret?
Well, you know what? I think, and by the way, hello Cormac and hello Sarah.
Hello.
I think, first of all, it's really important as far as I'm concerned, and especially Martin, you know, as soon as I met him, I realised I've met somebody now who just would never take you for granted and never take advantage in any way. Like, he's just a really humble guy. And I suppose that was probably one of the first things I was really attracted to about him. And I think on that, by not taking each other for granted and having respect for each other, is just an amazing ground for an amazing relationship. And I think that's probably how our relationship works.
Your authenticity and your love for Martin is actually a little bit sickening, I must say.
He means inspiring, Jenny. Inspiring.
I know, that is a beautiful answer, Jenny. But I wonder, what about Steph and Dom holding hands? You still hold hands yourselves, yes, and Martin, yeah?
Yes, we absolutely do, actually. And it's odd to walk beside him and not hold his hand. That's just something that we do, and we've always done, and probably always will do, you know. And I just totally, I'm all up for that. Show the emotion, you know.
Okay, I'm going to take a look through some of the other rules that Steph and Dom have for us here.
Yes.
Don't row in public. Like, I get that, right, as yeah, a sort of a, like, something that you should aspire to, but like, nobody goes out, yes, planning to row in public. Like, sometimes it just happens.
Yeah, but you know something, Sarah? Some people don't mind rowing in public. I'd be absolutely mortified to row in public.
You know, when your mouth isn't moving, like you're looking at each other over dinner and you're sort of talking out of the, yeah, corner of your mouth, like, I didn't, yeah, say that.
Yes. And you want to say what's on your mind. But I suppose with Martin, people recognise him when we're out. And if there is ever anything like that and we're not in agreement with something, we do wait till we get home. Because,
okay,
I would be mortified if anybody thought we were around.
Oh, I see.
You know?
So these rules really work then, by
I
the sound
you
of things.
Home, yeah. Martin King.
loads of texts in on this. I'll just get to a couple of them. One person says, my wife and I have been married for 32 years today. Communication and mutual respect is important to us for a strong marriage. Well, you could definitely see that. Tea is the secret every morning, says Mary in Galway. Lots of people talking about tea in the morning, nearly 40 years and counting. Forget the huge bouquets and grand gestures. Another person says, and this is one that keeps coming up actually, the secret to a long and happy marriage is simple. Never go to sleep in an argument when you can stay awake and fight all night, says Declan, who says he's happily married 20 years and counting. But there is this thing about don't go to sleep in a row, isn't there?
Yeah, I definitely don't think you should go to sleep in a row, because first of all, I believe that you should be nice and kind of relaxed going to bed anyhow. And if you're after having a row and you go to bed and you're not talking, like, that's just really negative, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, I just rather sort it out before you go to bed, because you're going to sort it out the next day anyhow. So yeah, I would be one for not going to bed on a row.
What about
that'd
Steph,
be my opinion.
Steph and Dom's bit of advice, they say I love you every day. God,
yeah,
almighty.
I think that's they're also
as bad
important,
as you, Noah.
You know.
They're as bad as you,
no,
Jenny, I think.
I do. I think it's really important to tell each other that you love each other. And we would do it on most phone calls, at the end of most phone calls, as a way of saying goodbye to each other. But I'd also tell my kids every single day of the week that I love them, about 50 million times, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's important, you know. And you need to, I think you need that in your life. I didn't get that growing up.
You say I love you as a kind of a goodbye. Is that it? Like, love you, bye-bye.
I would mean it as well. You know, at the end of the call, it just seems really odd to say goodbye without telling them I love them, you know, and vice versa. We would do it. And Martin has been slagged to death over this for years. Martin's family are the nicest Dublin family you've ever met in your life. And they're like, would you go on now to that, Martin? You know, I mean,
with your
I get called baby dog. You know, I mean, they call me all sorts of lovely sweetheart. They, oh, there's a baby doll. But that's just the way it is.
Oh,
that's
do you
how
have
we
nicknames
are.
For each other?
No, Martin's family would call me baby doll.
But do you and Martin have nicknames?
Nah,
do you call
them
my little rose petal?
Leave them alone. You don't have to tell
no.
us.
Huh?
You do?
No.
My little rubber.
No, we don't actually have... No, my little rubber. No, 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 no,
no.
No,
you
no.
Stop.
We don't have anything.
What? He said too much.
You stopped me mid-sentence there. I was going to say no, my little rubber ducky.
That's not any better, God almighty. Listen, very quickly before we let you go, Jenny, they also say don't ever mention divorce, even in jest. Is there anything that you would say don't do? Or I'm sure there's lots of things you say don't do, but...
Don't do... Well, just don't ever take each other for granted. I mean, okay. I think that's the number one thing. I think communication is everything. And if you don't communicate, that's kind of a recipe for disaster. So don't ever take each other for granted as much as you can, you know?
Okay, rubber ducky.
Rubber ducky. That is new nickname.
There's a text in here saying, who is this woman? Martin King.
Huh?
I'm only messing with you, my little rubber ducky. Look at that. Jenny McCarthy, I'll finish this before, because I don't know where it's going to go from here. Look, thank you very much indeed. You are indeed, you and Martin, you're experts on marriage. Thank you very much.